The Dreaded Writer's Block, Definitions and Strategies, by Mark McNeese, narration provided by Wondervox. I've always had a stubborn refusal to admit experiencing this dreaded thing called writer's block. I worry that confessing to it reveals a certain creative weakness, even though I know that's not the case at all. It sounds too much like a wall, or some obstacle I can't overcome. I've preferred to use words like stuck to refer to the state I find myself in when I can't get past the next plot point, or figure out where to take a story or what the central building blocks are of something I'm writing. At the same time, when I take out my trusty egg timer, set it to 45 minutes and start typing, something always comes out. It could be the outline of a next chapter, or story notes, or even working on a character biography in an attempt to understand why someone is killed in service to the story, and who killed them. Lately, that's been one of my biggest problems. Until the last couple of books, I always knew who the killer was and why the murder was committed. Now I find myself repeatedly stuck. But is this a self-fulfilling prophecy? Am I unable to move forward because I tell myself I can't? And how do I get out of it? Let's take a look at this thing called writer's block, this goblin, this bogey person who always seems to be lurking in the doorway, waiting to keep us from walking through. What is writer's block? Writer's block is a psychological state in which a writer is unable to produce new work, continue working on an existing piece of writing, whether that's fiction, nonfiction, or even an article about writer's block, and finds themselves in a creative slowdown. Many times it surpasses a slowdown and becomes a standstill. Few things are as frustrating as staring at a blank or half-finished page, literally or in your writer mind, and being unable to take the next step forward. It can be a mental block, a lack of inspiration, or an inability to find the right words. For me, it's most often the inability to find the next action. I'm rarely at a loss for words once my fingers hit a keyboard. My most stuckness is when I can't see where the story, which essentially the characters, goes. Character is story, and story is character. One often cannot proceed without the other. Not everyone writes fiction, but the demon writer's block isn't picky and is always well read. It could be the next lines of a poem, or the description in some autobiographical writing, or a storyboard that has suddenly run out of story. Whatever the creative expression is, writer's block may seem like the edge of a cliff from which we can't go over, yet we can't turn back. Having been unnecessarily dramatic about it, it helps to know that writer's block is a common challenge faced by anyone involved in creative writing or even other forms of artistic expression. Despite its frustrations, writer's block is a temporary hurdle that can often be overcome with the right strategies. Causes of writer's block. The causes of writer's block are many and can vary from person to person. Common reasons include 1. Fear of failure, anxiety about the quality of work or fear of criticism. 2. Perfectionism. Setting unrealistically high standards can make starting or continuing a piece seem daunting. 3. Lack of inspiration. Sometimes a lack of ideas or passion for the topic can hinder writing. There's nothing wrong with taking a break and writing or working on something else. I do this all the time. 4. Stress and fatigue. Mental or physical exhaustion impairs creative thinking and focus. 5. Emotional factors. Personal issues can impact concentration and motivation. Compartmentalize your creative time. Protect it from the ravenous world outside. 6. Distractions and environment. An unsuitable or distracting environment can inhibit focus and flow. I often go to a library to work, despite having a workspace at home. The cats don't come with me. No one's delivering a package. The road crew is not barreling by. 7. Feeling overwhelmed. Facing a large or complex project without a clear plan can cause paralysis. Strategies to overcome writer's block. 1. Set small, achievable goals. Break down the writing task into manageable sections to avoid feeling overwhelmed. There's that egg timer again. 45 minutes is almost always doable. I don't write to word count. It's not an effective method for me. 2. Establish a routine. Dedicate specific times daily for writing to create discipline and consistency. 3. Change your environment. A fresh, inspiring setting can stimulate creativity and new ideas. The library works wonders for me. I also feel reinvigorated in hotels. Sometimes it seems the further away from my writing desk I am, the more I want to write. 5. Eliminate distractions. Create a focused workspace by removing interruptions and turning off notifications. Leave that phone alone. 6. Practice self-compassion. Be patient and avoid self-criticism. understand that writer's block is a common phase. 7. Use prompts and exercises. This is especially valuable for journaling, autobiographical writing, and generative or flash writing in writer's groups. 8. Take breaks and rest. Know when to stop. 5 hours at a desk can be exhausting and counterproductive. Set a day off every week and try to respect it. 10. Connect with others. Discuss your ideas with friends, fellow writers, or join writing groups for support and motivation. Don't be afraid to say what your creative obstacles are. Writer's block is a normal part of the creative process, and overcoming it requires patience, perseverance, and effective ways to deal with it. Remember, every writer experiences blocks at some point. What matters is how we respond to them.